You must really need some stimulation, baby. You usually squirm away when I run my fingers along your inner thighs like this. And from seeing how wet you're getting, you are feeling very needy right now, aren't you? Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll always help you come, sweetheart. You deserve it. But first, I want to have a little more fun. Something we've talked about but haven't tried yet. How do you feel about a nice surprise? That's my girl. Always up for something new and fun. I already have my new tools laying right beside me. All I ask is that you be good and keep your legs open for me, okay? I won't hesitate to bring out the spreader bar if I have to. There we go. Now, tell me how this feels, running up your leg. Can you tell immediately what it is? Yeah, it is a feather. This one is very soft. Very good for teasing. I can see your body tensing, waiting for it, but it's moving so slow. I could be faster, but I find it very hot when I sense your anticipation building. Aww, the little giggle when I run it up your thigh, so cute! You have such an endearing laugh, it always makes me so happy. And a little horny. I wonder if your pussy is ticklish. Let's find out by running it across your outer lips first. Oh, you shuddered. Did that feel good, princess? Did it tickle? Would you like me to do it again? There's my good. Go ahead and enjoy the light feathery sensation, running back and forth, up and down. Feels so nice, doesn't it? And I know it makes you want to giggle. It sounds so nice hearing you mix in some moans with your giggles. I'm certainly enjoying this. Now, keep those legs open. It doesn't matter how fast I go with the feather. You'll need to also concentrate on keeping your legs open. I mean, yes, I could give you the easy way out with the spreader, but watching you struggle to have composure is one of my favorite things. And, of course, giving your beautiful thighs the kisses that they deserve. This light feather isn't giving you what you need, now is it? Even when I open your lips and run it gently across your clit. You humped the air, sweetheart, but what good did it do? You can't expect this one to give you the stimulation you need, poor baby. This feather is more about a gentle tickling than it is making you come. I'll never get tired of hearing your cute laugh. I'll give your clit some more attention, though, gently going over it. That's my girl. You can moan and make my favorite cute squeaks all you like. Remember, legs open. Your pussy still needs some tickling. I can see you aching for it. You got this feather a little wet too, sweetheart. You smell so good. Oh my god. I think I'll upgrade to a firm feather. Yes, this one. Tell me how this one feels on your open pussy. Aw, giggle and grasp the bedsheets as much as you want. I find it very hot. It's a nice mixture of pleasure and ticklish sensations now, isn't it? If I go faster across your lips, will you be able to keep your legs open still? Oh, does it tickle? Come on, keep them spread. If you close them, it'll be even longer until I make you come. Good girl. Your poor neglected clit is so swollen. Here, I'll give it some attention. Just as quickly as I was tickling your pussy. You're saying you want to come, but I can see you holding it for me. You know that you're not allowed to come until I tell you to. Your pussy is mine to tickle, sweetheart, for as long as I want to. I did say I would help you come, but I never said when. Oh, am I mean? Truly. I could be mean. I could stop right now and squeeze your thighs until you're ready to take back those words. I can also be very mean and go back to the light feather that was driving you up the wall. You should be very careful what words you use with the person who controls your ticklish pussy and orgasms, sweetheart. It is very cute when you think you can persuade me, though. How much direct stimulation can you take with this feather? I can hear you panting, moaning, giggling, and those little pleases. Please what? Tickle your clit forever? Even after I've made you come? You would be so sensitive. I doubt you would be able to keep your legs open then. I definitely have to get the spreader bar to make sure you couldn't hide your very sensitive pussy from me. I hope you're imagining yourself properly strapped down as I'm teasing your lips. Think about your legs wide open and unable to move an inch, with every bit of ticklish skin bare for me to see. I could run feathers all along your body. Do you think your nipples are ticklish too? I'd be very excited to find out. I could run one down your arm, running through your underarms, ribs, sides. Watching you try to wiggle around, but completely immobile. Stuck. A hot, giggly mess, and all mine to play with, as long as I want, with as many soft brushes and feathers as I see fit. Of course, I would edge you over and over and over again with different tools. I'm sure that would make you even more sensitive to my feathers and brushes. Okay, sweetheart, I can see your leg shaking, and I think you deserve to come. You've done such a good job for me. Keep thinking about those loving, sensual tickles as I focus on your clit. It doesn't matter if it tickles either. You're going to come for me, aren't you? You're going to be my good, good ticklish girl and come for me. I want to remind you that this actually isn't a request. You are going to come for me. You're tensing up so much. Your legs are shaking. I can hear you gasping as you feel it building. I want you to let it all out. Let the orgasm spill out of your entire body. And I want to hear you say thank you, mistress, as you do. Oh, there's my good girl. There we go. Keep coming. I'll hold down one leg for you, sweetheart, so I can still tickle your clit. Oh, you're doing such a great job by remembering to say thank you, mistress. Oh, the sounds you make as you come are beautiful. Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's it, baby. Good job. Good job. Take some deep breaths and come back to me, okay? It's okay, you can come back down to me. Can you feel my hand gently rubbing your thigh? Yeah, there we go. Good, good girl.